Hey, what's up? This is Laquana from Air 10 Pixie Radio. On episode 2, I'm doing an interview with R. Kelly's accuser, Asante McGee. She was also on the Lifetime documentary. And I'm doing an interview with her ex-husband, Gerald McGee. And he just tells us his truth, the time he was with his ex-wife and everything that he went through with her. So this is all alleged, and this is his truth.
Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Hello.
Hello.
Hold on, Sebastian. I can't hear. And you talk at the same time. Hello.
Hello, how are you? Hello.
Okay, now I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay.
You can hear me now?
Yes.
So how you doing?
I'm okay. How you doing?
I'm good. I was just seeing what's going on since you just willing to share.
Yeah, willing to share anything with anybody.
Oh, goodness.
If anybody want any information, I got it. I don't care.
I want all of it.
It's whatever, you know, this is whatever with me, you know what I'm saying? All I know is, you know what I'm saying, I want to bring down evil people, you know what I'm saying, who cause other harm to other people.
Yeah.
No matter what.
And you already remarried?
Yes, I've been remarried, you know what I'm saying, for a while. But the thing is, you know what I'm saying, me and my wife have problems just like anyone else have problems, you know what I'm saying? She don't know how to deal with a bipolar person. She's still learning herself, you know? I'm just as much as like a cancer patient, big, who basically can't bath or wipe themselves, you know what I'm saying? Somebody who bathing and wiping someone else, you know what I'm saying, gonna get tired of wiping shit eventually, you know? I don't care how much you love that person.
True.
You know? It's just what it is.
So when did your ex, when did she, So I guess start messing with Kelly. What year was this?
Now, if you call years today, I'm not going to be precise on that. Yeah, are we doing an interview now?
Yeah, I'm just talking shit.
Okay. Because I don't like practice anything, you know what I'm saying? If you don't do it, you got to do it right then and there, you know what I'm saying?
We ain't doing no practicing.
Okay, so I freestyle everything. I don't do no practice stuff.
Me either, trust me. I don't have time to write down no questions. It's just whatever you want to say.
Well, but just ask them any question. Just ask me any question you did, but don't let me go too far off because sometimes I run into stories, you know.
Oh, okay. No, I just want to know about.
Bring me back to what we're talking about.
Oh, okay. Because I heard your interview, you know, with that other blogger and stuff.
I'm talking right now, man. Which one? Today, look, let me talk to the lady on the phone, and I'm gonna be with you in a minute, okay? And then I'll play with you, okay? I promise. I'm sorry, Greg, what you say?
You fine. So both of you and your ex-wife, y'all from New Orleans?
Yes, we're from New Orleans, you know what I'm saying? She's actually originally from Mississippi, her original people, you know what I'm saying, everything. She was like 8 years old. She lied on her mama, put her mama in jail. Her mama had to fight to get out of jail. Her mama finally got out of jail, cleared her name. But at that time, she had put Asante in a crazy house. Basically the hospital. Yes. And she should have records back then in Mississippi, Jackson, Tarrytown, one of those places, even Columbia, because I think she won it in Columbia for some fraud. But yeah, she's originally from Mississippi, but she's been raised in New Orleans. Yeah.
Yeah. So she just pissed you off really about your kids and stuff. That's why you so angry.
I'm not only angry about my kids, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm angry about everything that I went through. I'm angry about all the things that other people went through, you know what I'm saying? My mama to this day, along with several other people, are fighting, you know what I'm saying, to get the IRS money and everything straightened out because she can no longer do IRS taxes for New One. They got her on a flag that she can, her IPS dress cannot, and her name pop up, cannot do nobody else taxes because she messed up their taxes. She do fraud. Yeah, check it. Everybody do their homework. Everybody need to do their homework.
Yeah, and that's why she kept, well, shit, that is why she keeping your last name, huh?
Yeah, that's why she trying to keep me in the dark, you know what I'm saying? But she don't realize, you know what I'm saying? When she had to stay away all the own media day, I seen that coming, you know what I'm saying? So I start digging in the trash. I start taking her mail. I start doing everything I can do. That shit was nasty, and I got OCD, but fuck. I put on some gloves, and I digged in that motherfucking trash and got that mail.
Oh, she one of them big time fraud people then.
Oh, yes.
Oh, goodness.
She very sneaky. She the best of the whole con artist today. This the type of person she is today. She'll mark you right when you meet her today. Like if let's say y'all friends, you know what I'm saying? She'll go into your purse when you're taking a shower or doing something with your girl thing, take your ID, take your social security, take everything, you know what I'm saying, put it away somewhere in her locked up in her file somewhere. And like in any year that's from her being friends with you right then and there to her death. Sebastian, David, yeah, stop, man. Come on, dude, chill out, bro. I'm on the phone. Yeah, have some respect. All right, like basically, you know what I'm saying? If she takes, you know what I'm saying, now you think, and she friends with you right then and there, you think she gonna hold that until basically she died, you know what I'm saying? And if you tell her one thing and become and not be her friend anytime, you think she gonna use that, and you ain't even gonna know what's happening. It gonna be happening to you like 5, 6 years later, and you'll be like, what the fuck is going on? And that's her. That's her. She put files away. She do this. She put things away for people for later on. The same thing I'm doing right now. Yeah. All that copying and pasting and taking pictures and redoing the pictures and redoing the pictures. She do that to people in real life. She do that to people in real life. She could make any false document for you. You think if you are a barber or a salon person or whatever, she'll make you a W-2 form. She'll be doing your taxes for you. She'll do all that shit. She'll put you, if you don't even work, she'll put self-employment for you. You know what I'm saying? That's what she do. She'll make you have a license. You think she'll give you? She'll have me with my fucking fitness license. You know what I'm saying? I didn't even have to take the certificate. I didn't even have to take the class for the certificate. You know what I'm saying? But mine is real. Y'all can check my shit. I'm legal. You think? So y'all want to check it? Y'all can check my certificate. My shit is legal. That's society that be doing that shit. Okay?
Yeah, but you got a lot of people who do that old bootleg stuff, though.
Yeah, everybody do it. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody trying to eat. You know what I'm saying? The government is pushing on us. I ain't gonna lie. They got the knee on our back. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, though, you know what I'm saying? She hurt other people in the process. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to get hers, you know? You a super fucking villain. You ain't not just, you're not like, you know what I'm saying, Deadpool, you know what I'm saying, where you're not a superhero or a villain. You just doing it for yourself. You know what I'm saying? You pretty much just, you know what I'm saying, don't care about no one. You're stepping on everyone, you're digging everyone getting hurt, you think? Innocent people who might want to tell true stories. Innocent people who might want to get real books out. Innocent people, you know what I'm saying, who might just basically, you know, just innocent, fuck, you know?
I don't know. I had a question about all of them, because like I said, they all... I don't know. Like I said, they all bringing out books now. Shit, none of them look like they've been traumatized.
Now, if you ask my opinion on that, I'll give you my opinion on that.
That's my opinion.
You know?
I'm just saying. I don't know. It's just...
My opinion, I don't trust no one, you know what I'm saying, until I get to know them. I got to look at your page today. I got to look what kind of life you live. I got to look at your personality, you know what I'm saying? I got to basically, you know what I'm saying... I got to profile you. I got a criminal mind profile you. You know what I'm saying? Basically, and then I can tell you if you're lying or not. I can tell you right then and there. You know what I'm saying? Just in a matter of an hour, maybe three. You know what I'm saying? If you're a sneaky person, you know? If you scratch a liar, you'll find a thief.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just something about her always. I don't know.
Something about all of them, they watch their eyes. Watch their body language. Watch their body language. You know what I'm saying? If they close their arm... Or they put the arm on their breast, or they close themselves up any kind of way. They cross their leg. That means they're not inviting you in. That means they don't want you to know their secret.
I thought about that too. I'm like, damn, everybody got the same story.
Same story. Everybody cahoot with each other. They all cahoot with each other, thing. And no, that's strange.
Yeah, no physical evidence or nothing. I don't understand. But like I said, could be money.
It's all money, you think? I know Asante, Shalita, McGee, Carson, you think? Yeah, I see her name, you think I'm saying? You think? I don't care about your lawyer. I don't care about all that. My doctor said I got paperwork, you think? I don't know, you know what I'm saying? They, when I blast out, you know what I'm saying, hurt people or not. So basically, I got paperwork saying that. So I don't care what you do with your lawyer. You can come and get me if you want to. You know what I'm saying? But Asante, Shalita, McGee, used to be named Carson, you think I'm saying? live in fucking Mississippi, Tarrytown, Jackson, Mississippi, with the Jackson State today. You're a liar. Stop lying on that man, man. You's not a superhero of this story today that these people trying to create today. You a villain. You know what I'm saying? Make your money being a villain. Tell them how you use the fuck out of your sick ex-husband, you know what I'm saying, money a day to basically get VIP spots, you know what I'm saying, to basically keep tracking this man until you basically put yourself in his sight so many times that he just got used to you, you know what I'm saying, that he'd be like, fuck it, I'm going to take you on as a personal assistant. Mm-hmm. And then you start calling, making appointments and stuff for people, hotel rooms, booking people like in his camp rooms, you know what I'm saying? Booking some lady that he called mom, his AT or somebody. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know the guy like talking about it. You know what I'm saying? But, I don't have the full story. You know what I'm saying? I don't do my homework on people that I don't care about. You know what I'm saying? I don't care about R. Kelly. I'm sorry, R. Kelly, dude. I don't care about you. I don't do my homework on people. I don't go to your page. You know what I'm saying? That's stupid of me. You know what I'm saying? Why would I go to your page? Why would I make myself angry, looking at your life? That's stupid. You know what I'm saying? So basically, I look at people, you know what I'm saying, who need to be looked at, like Asante and anybody else that's on her side. Anybody that's friends with her, they all part of a plot. They all part of some fucking elite Illuminati fucking let's take down the black man, you know what I'm saying, because they ain't got no shelter that bring in a black man while he married with his family. Oh no, dude, you married, oh, and you married to, and that's a nice family you have, but you gotta go to your own shelter. There's no such thing as a shelter for a married man and his kids and his wife. No, it's called divide and conquer. So Asante, stop dividing and conquer that man. You're trying to bring down his career. So what, you could go back later on and pamper him and get him back again? I know how crazy you are, girl. That's what you do. That's your plan. You're going to ruin that man's career, and then you're going to go back while he crying and shit? Why he crazy? Why he putting himself in the hospital? You're going to be right there in the hospital waiting on his ass, while everybody else done fucking left that man. You know what I'm saying? Asante, stop causing evil in this world. Stop it.
And I doubt her if she's trying. I can't see how she's trying to get a lawyer and shit and she won't. I mean, she must ain't thought about that part.
That's what I'm saying. She's so smart that she's stupid, you know? Girl, you is wanted everywhere. I got paperwork because I want to protect myself just in case I make a family somewhere else and you want to come and hunt me down with my family and everything. Mm-hmm. I was prepared for you. You know what I'm saying? I got that paperwork. I got it now, you dig? And if I go to jail or anything, you dig, I'm on some false charges, I'm going to make sure it get out. All three of the fucking package, you know? You know what I want. I'm not going to say it on the air. I want three fucking things, you dig? I'm not going to say it on the air, cause, you dig what I'm saying, because I want you to bargain with me, you dig? I will go back into the shadows. I'll keep my mouth shut, you dig? I want three things from you, you dig? And you know what I want. I want your government daddy to stop pressuring me. I want those fucking three things. They tell your government daddy, leave me the fuck alone. You making money now. Leave me the fuck alone. Okay? I take care of whatever I can take care of. I done been fucking homeless three times, little girl. Stop playing with me, little girl. Little girl, go play with R. Kelly. Don't play with me, little girl. I was bad, little girl.
And she don't know what buttons to push with you too.
Boy, little girl, man, that little girl bring out the beast in me. You know what I'm saying? That little girl bring out the beast in me. You know what I'm saying? Because people, human beings, are capable of two things: beauty and destruction. And that beast mode. You know what I'm saying? Human beings are capable of beauty and beast. You know what I'm saying? They can create beauty and they can create destruction. And Asante is creating destruction. And all she's doing is turning more people into monsters because she a monster her fucking self, you dig? Mm-hmm. And she bring out that beat for me. She know what button to push. She know my social security by heart. She know all these things by heart. And I'm tired of her playing with me. Stop playing with me, little girl. If you listen to the interview, stop playing with me, little girl. You's a little fucking girl, bruh. You're not a grown woman. You's a little fucking girl.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think she that. She can't be that dumb.
Yeah, she that dumb. She's so smart, she's stupid. Trust me. They got people like that in the world. They're so smart, they're stupid. You're going to put yourself in the limelight, and you think I'm going to hide in the shadow, and especially if you got your government daddy pressuring me all these years. Now, I have evidence to fire on you. I have a bargain system, you dig? You better fucking go talk to your government daddy, you know what I'm saying? Get the motherfucking warrants and all that other shit. Oh, my bad. Look, I'm talking too much now. Talking way too much.
Well, I already know you said she got warrants. I seen the mug shots online.
Yeah.
Look.
A matter of fact, when people Google me today, they're gonna see them false charges that she put on me today. You know what I'm saying?
No, I seen her. I didn't see yours. I seen her mother.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh man. Her? Oh, don't. Oh, let's get into her. Like the interview's supposed to be about. Let's get into her. It's not only IRS. It's not only the identity theft. It's a random of all kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? I didn't see this girl enter my bank account. I didn't see her hack into somebody's account. What she doing? Mm-hmm. She trying to find what's personal about you. And she'll keep tapping that password. Keep tapping something that's personal about you until she get into your account. Because that's what we do, you know what I'm saying? She profiled people. She used that little profile shit, you know what I'm saying, to her advantage, you know?
Damn.
She used that. Trust me, you did. She'll profile you as soon as you touch her hand. As soon as you touch her hand, you did. She's like an energy vampire. As soon as you touch her hand, you did, she'll be sucking the energy from your ass. She's like a parasite. She lashed herself on your neck and controlling you in the inside, and you don't even realize she's controlling you, you see?
You don't trust nobody. I don't have no friends.
She orchestrated them girls. I bet you any money she orchestrated them girls. If they say, girls, look, let's get together, y'all. You know what I'm saying? She the same person, you know what I'm saying, who I used to ear hustle and hear that she used to go bring her girls, you know what I'm saying, to the VIP spot, to the backstage, you know what I'm saying? Because all artists want some candy to come backstage. Yeah. Everybody knew that shit, you know what I'm saying? But the thing is, write a book about what happened backstage. I don't know what happened backstage because I ear hustle long enough, fuck, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What happened backstage? Why you kept losing your friends, Asante? Why people kept stop being friends with you for some strange reason, you know? Yeah. Where is your two brothers in Mississippi, those two little dudes, you know what I'm saying, that you just disown and let go? Why you don't want those dudes to come out? You think they're going to rat on you and say some stuff about your whole little life? Man, I'm telling you, man, if you know this girl, y'all would not be letting that girl be on them shows out there in Atlanta. Y'all would not, she would not be in California, be on no fucking Lifetime, no shows or nothing. Good Morning America, none of that shit, you think? That girl would be exposed for who she really is. And she's that good, trust me. She is that good.
But I don't understand that. Now, all these, you know, these big ass TV shows, and they'll care if he has some sense. Now, you know, damn well, all you do is type in somebody's name. Even if she type in, you know, your last name McGee, her shit should still pop up, because it did.
Man, our shit pop up together. I type in the thing and our shit pop up together. You know what I'm saying? Those shows don't care. They want the ratings, you dig? And see somebody like me, that small fry, you dig? That, you know what I'm saying? That basically don't have, you know what I'm saying, the funds to come all out and everything, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They don't care about nobody like me. I don't make them, you dig? I ain't nothing but a little motherfucking tadpole in a big-ass ocean right now. They don't care. They don't care about her record. They don't care about her. All they care about is the ratings. What people want to see.
Well, that is true. Shit.
Okay? I need that money. What people want to see? What can I think that people want to see? I need that money. That's what they're thinking.
What she tell you about Kelly? Did she ever talk to you about that shit? A lie? No, you don't even know if it's the truth there.
She never talked to me about him, except that one day that we got in that big-ass argument, you dig? Mm-hmm. That's when all hell broke loose that day, you know what I'm saying? Her cell phone went off, so I'm just actually happening to pass her cell phone up, and I see a whole name say Robert. Okay, hold on, what the fuck? So I pick up the cell phone, you know what I'm saying? I look, you coming back to the hotel? Coming back to the hotel, Asante, what the fuck is this? Who's Robert? Who the fuck? Oh, that's R. Kelly. Remember you did used to always pay for me VIP spot? No, I used to pay for your VIP spot because clubs in Atlanta, they don't have motherfucking places for you to sit down. They charge places for you to sit down, so you have to pay for those spots. I didn't give you no buku fucking money for you to follow R. Kelly and then also get his phone number. I know we made a fucking pact, you know what I'm saying, if we ever fuck one person in the world, but shit, I didn't know you would get close to this motherfucker. Shit, what? I look like Boo Boo the fucking fool now, you know? A grown-ass man just been played.
Oh, shit.
It's been fucking played. Y'all talking about a grown-ass man cry. A grown-ass man supposed to fucking cry because a grown-ass man just been played out of all kind of fucking money that he could have been having right now, you know? He could have been paying your fucking real right now, stupid-ass Asante. I could have been paying your fucking real. I don't understand how you make your buku money anyway, and those people don't even see your ass on all these fucking channels with all this fancy-ass clothes on and shit, because I know how much your clothes cost, Asante. I can tell how much your clothes cost, baby. I see your clothes. You got money. So why the fuck is I'm paying $500 for you in child support for two kids? When I don't have nothing, you know what I'm saying, but the little current little business I have, you know what I'm saying, trying to make ends fucking meet because of all the problems, you dig? I cannot work a regular job. That right there should show people, you dig? I ain't trying to play no victim role. I'm a grown-ass man. I can handle my own. I don't need nobody handout, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I just want y'all, you know what I'm saying, to basically bring down this little evil-ass girl. Do not let this girl take down this man's career. I'm telling you, she orchestrated the whole girls. She playing them like puppets. She got strings on their fucking ass. She's a serpent by the tongue, feeding you that fucking fruit. She that coke man giving you that fucking Kool-Aid. She all these fucking things I can remember in my mind right now. You know what I'm saying? She's those people. You know, she channeling her energy from those people. You know what I'm saying? Getting their fucking evil ideas and coming up with her own little plan. They don't drink her Kool-Aid, y'all. She's lying. Don't drink her Kool-Aid. That shit gonna poison, y'all. Don't drink that fucking Kool-Aid.
Oh, hell.
Y'all talking about tea, man. Fuck that tea. That girl giving y'all Kool-Aid.
Well, they gonna drink it any damn way. Cause yeah, you know, people tea, like the drama.
I'm saying, though, tea starts with tea. You know what I'm saying? Tea. You know what I'm saying? That's like truth. You know? Tea is for truth. You know? You know what I'm saying? They getting that fucking Kool-Aid right now from her, you dig? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They ain't getting no fucking tea. Tea is the truth.
My damn. R. Kelly people ain't never reached out to you?
Man, them people stupid as fuck, you dig? They don't need... Right now, this is what I'm thinking right now. This is my mind frame, you dig? This is not what nobody else told me or anything like that, you dig? I gave my number, you dig, to the people. They say, I got you on file, you dig? You know what I'm saying? We'll hit you back. It been like a whole motherfucking 2 weeks. So my guess is they're gonna get all their big things straight first, you dig? And they're gonna go down that pyramid all the way down to my little ass if they need me. That's it, you know, because I ain't nothing but, like I told you, a little tadpole in a big ass ocean. Nobody don't know me, you know what I'm saying, but self family, you know what I'm saying? I only have like 4,000 and something friends on Facebook. I only have like 3,000 people on LinkUp, you know what I'm saying, for business-wise. I only have, like, these little small, I don't have no fucking 100K, I don't have no 20, what's her page? Yeah, I stalk her page, yeah, I'm bitter because that motherfucker put me to 12 years of evil. Anybody want to listen to this? She put me through 12 years of evil and fucking craziness, you dig? So, yeah, I'm bitter. So, if y'all want to say and on TV land or whatever, think, oh, Gerald bitter, oh, her ex-husband bitter, yeah, I'm bitter, motherfuckers. Fuck that, I tell you the truth about myself, too. Yeah, I'm bitter. That motherfucker crazy. She crazy than I am. You dig?
Oh, my goodness. I think she is. It's just something about her didn't look right. I don't know what the hell it was.
That's what I'm saying. People got to look at her eyes. Look at the way she carry herself. Go listen to her conversation very, very well. She'll change things up. Ask her the same thing 3 times, but in different time zones. She'll change it. She'll change a little teeny bit of it up. If you ask a person something 3 times, but you give long-ass gaps, you know what I'm saying, they're going to always change it if they're lying. They're going to change their story, you know. If I get 7 people and we all stand in a straight line and I say the chicken crossed the road, by the time it gets to the end of the person, that person's going to be talking about the chicken went to the restaurant or some fucking where, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They do. The chicken went to the restaurant. I say the chicken crossed the road 7 fucking people ago. That's how we must start.
You know how that some women say that he was paying him a month of shit. Was he paying her?
He was paying her to be his assistant. For my knowledge, what I saw on her cell phone and when I was in hustle, he was paying her to be his assistant. And I'm willing to put a Bible and go to polygram tests and whatever the fuck anybody want to believe. The religion people, the science people, I'm willing to do both of those things, okay? She was his personal assistant, period. I know this for guarantee. I know this on the bottom of my heart. I know this on all 9 of my kids and 5 of my grandkids. She was his personal assistant.
Well, dang. But I thought he lived really in Chicago. So what the fuck she stay at?
He lived in Chicago, but he was getting a house built in Atlanta, you dig? And she was loving that. Oh, he moving to Atlanta. Oh, he gonna have a house in Atlanta. Now, what happened in that house in Atlanta? I have no clue because I was already pushed out the house with a stay-away order.
Oh, hell. But I'm just saying, how are you gonna be a personal assistant for long distance?
That's what I'm saying, you dig? You dig? This is the thing. She would fly and go to concerts and places where he would act. My kids would be left in the house alone. If anybody, listen to me carefully, listen to me carefully.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to that Tierra conversation. Her name is Santierra, you did. Her name is Asante, like a short Asante, with a Tierra on it, Asantierra, you did. Mm-hmm. If you cut it short, it's going to be Asante by itself. She used her daughter, she thought about her daughter being in her womb. I can use my daughter's name. All I got to do is just give her a name somewhere close like mine, and I could just take that farm on, you know what I'm saying, with her. But anyway, let me get back to the story at hand, you dig? So she used to fly there and go places and stuff like that. So if you listen to Tierra's conversation, Tierra says, you dig, my best friend came in town, and she thought I wasn't going to leave, you know what I'm saying? I was like, my best friend in town, you know what I'm saying? And she was like, no. And I'm like, well, my best friend, you know what I'm saying, got her sister car, and she came and got me. And I was out the door. I left. I jetted, you know? And then I guess when I came back or whatever, she put cameras in the house. She didn't put no cameras in the R. Kelly house. She put cameras in whatever house she had Tierra and my kids in. Listen to the conversation that Tierra have with that dude, Jet or G. I'm sorry, though, whatever your name is, though. I don't do names real well, so forgive me for my disrespectful. Whatever that dude name is, Jet, Gene, whatever the fuck, listen to that conversation, that phone conversation really well, y'all. Everybody in TV fucking world, cyber world, YouTube world, listen to the fucking conversation well. Y'all don't listen to nothing well. Y'all don't listen to people's speech. Words are important. Words carry fucking weight.
She, R. Kelly don't listen to that shit either, look like.
No, R. Kelly, you know what I'm saying? Come on now, the man went through tragedy. He's kind of weak, you know, he's kind of illiterate and all these other things that people gave him, these labels, you know? So he just chemically unbalanced in the head just as well as I am, just as well as Asante is, just as well as probably you are in some factor or something. Who knows?
You know what?
We all chemically unbalanced one way or another. That's why we go to doctors to get balanced.
Yeah, but goddamn, come on now. You don't get tired of getting sued. All these fucking women to come out with the same story, but ain't nobody got no picture or nothing.
That's what I'm saying. This is a girl who plans stuff and who strategizes things like a chess game. She's three steps ahead of you. So if she do that, if she take your ID and she take your social security card when she first meet you, and she hold that shit until she die, until you make her mad, until she die, right? You know what I'm saying? And guess what? She should have all kind of evidence on R. Kelly right now.
You ain't lying.
I just got you now. I just got you. You didn't even listen to my conversation. Then, oh yeah, Joe, you right. If she do that to her friends and people like me, then she should have buku evidence on R. Kelly. You are right, Gerald. You're right.
But I've been saying that even to my friends. I said, if this shit really fucking true, where is somebody got to... okay, this how
Give me any other interview. Give me other interview. I'm a problem solver. I watch patterns in people, you dig? I watch human behavior. You know what I'm saying? Give me any other thing. I could tell you anything about that girl. Anything. Give me anything. I know her down to the teeth.
I really ain't watched her damn interview because a lot of them ain't talking about nothing, be honest with you. Because I asked my friend, girl, I said, I wonder why ain't nobody took no damn picture or nothing. You know what I'm saying? Because if a nigga start paying you or you get mad, you going to take something.
Yes, and that's how she is. She going to take anything and everything and use it as evidence against anybody. You dig? That's what she do. She use your stuff for later on. She'll follow you for later on, you dig? In case she got to use you. She got a user book, you dig? She follow you for later on and basically be like, if I got to use you, if I got to take your identity, or if I got to use something, some secret that I got on you, you dig? That's the type of person she is. You know what I'm saying? And right now, she's trying to ride on R. Kelly's career, his fame, and all that other stuff. She's trying to ride on that like a little parasite, like I try and tell you. Mm-hmm. She's sucking his ass dry, and then as soon as she get him weak, dried up and everything, as soon as she make the other girls and the critics and the people in the world and everybody who don't know this man who never shook his hand and actually talked to him personally, you think, and try to figure his ass out personally for themselves and stop listening to everybody else, you know? If they never done that, you know what I'm saying? Then basically, they trust me, she's breaking his ass down so she could go pick his ass up later when he's homeless.
I can see that.
You think she gonna get his ass when he's homeless?
I can see that shit.
Oh, babe, he fell asleep. You wanna bring him in there? He laying right now. Oh, you in the bathroom. I'm sorry.
I can see. Oh, Jesus.
Mm. And even And I know right now, you know what I'm saying, today, that I know right now as we speak, you know what I'm saying, that I have friends, book of people. They calling me out of Atlanta, Joe. This girl saying this, this girl doing this, this girl doing that. Believe it or not, I haven't even read her fucking book. All I know is what people told me. You know, I'm doing the same thing that everybody else doing right now in YouTube world. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm just going on somebody else's opinion. You know? I ain't haven't read her book. I don't want to buy her book. I don't want to read her book for free nowhere. I don't want to do that because that's me investing into something. You know what I'm saying? That basically I don't care, a person I don't care about.
Yeah. You know? How are you gonna believe
that? I don't care about. I got enough of people telling me, Gerald, they got lies in there. That's all I need. Okay. She lied on me. That's all I need. Thank you. You did. What she said, I put a gun to her head and I stomped her. Okay, thank you. That's all I need. That's all I need. You did. I verbal abuse her? Yes, because I'm a fucking bipolar person. You did. That's what we do. We got highs and lows. Mm-hmm. You did. You know, Andre on Empire, Monica on Shameless. You know, that's what people do with it. Different personality take bipolar different. You did. Mm-mm-mm. Oh, bipolar people, you can't trust them. They're lying. They all crazy. No, we just chemically unbalanced, just like your ass. What is normalcy? Normalcy is what you think is normalcy because that's how you live your life in your world. True. My world right here, this is normalcy.
Mm-mm. Where's she stay at now? In LA? Somewhere?
She right now, I have no idea, but my kids are in Atlanta. That's all I care about. They're in Atlanta. They're safe. They're by some girl house that been keeping them for a while. They good, you know what I'm saying? I don't get a call every day, but it's all good, you know what I'm saying? So then she gonna go to my Instagram page and she gonna pretend like she my daughter. She gonna be like, daddy, I told you I call you, so why don't you take your page down? No, Serenity, I told you to call me every day, you dig? And I'm not taking that thing down, you dig? Because I know this not Serenity. This ain't nobody but Asante, because Serenity don't talk like that, you dig? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, baby. You are my baby. You know what I'm saying? Serenity, you are my baby. You're going to always be my baby. You know what I'm saying? But Serenity was a preemie, you dig? Serenity mm-hmm. was born in Texas, you know what I'm saying? Because we came down here for Katrina, you dig? And she got caught up, you dig, with the army. You know what I'm saying? So Serenity was born in Texas. Serenity, you know what I'm saying, is a little bit of a light-headed person, if that makes any sense. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Her thoughts don't beat quickly. And the same thing with Tierra ass. I'm sorry, Tierra, baby. I don't mean to disrespect you, but you're a little dizzy. You know what I'm saying? Don't be like your mama. Take care of that little boy that you have. You know what I'm saying? That little boy is cute, you know, that you have. Mm-hmm. Serenity showed me her picture all the time on Instagram, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't ever talk to Serenity, but Serenity sending pictures to me every now and then.
Mm-mm. What the hell?
Look at my page. Look at everything on my page. Look at all mm-hmm. everything, you know? Everything's up there. The evidence is all out there. She pretended to be people. She making fake pages. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know how Facebook and Instagram allow people to make fake pages. Oh, y'all can
do that.
Facebook and Instagram, I'm going to tell y'all for like this. Y'all can keep throwing me in fucking Instagram and Facebook jail if y'all want to. But I'm going to keep doing what I fucking want to do. You know, no matter what. You did. You first you would let me put happy birthday to everybody. But then you took that off. You know? Now I can't touch nothing until February the 3rd. That's cool, though. February the 3rd, between 3 o'clock and 6 o'clock, I'm going to do a live chat with everybody who want to tune in. It's going to call Ask Gerald Anything. I'm a problem solver. You can ask me about your problem. You can ask me about R. Kelly problem. You can ask me about some girl problem. You can ask me about Asante problem. It's just my opinion. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a professor. I'm a visual learner. I only go by, you know what I'm saying, what I see, and that's pattern in people. It's gonna be live chat, 3 o'clock between 6 o'clock, Super Bowl, you know what I'm saying, day, you know what I'm saying, before the Super Bowl and all that, you know what I'm saying, because the Saints lost. I'm sorry, the Saints lost. I'm mad. You did. I'm not gonna really tune into the Super Bowl. I'm because the New Orleans having this basically protest against the Super Bowl thing right now. So the whole New Orleans doing that right now. The whole New Orleans. Mm. We're watching the Super Bowl. We dropping the ratings for whoever putting on the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Hell, I don't even know what to say shit.
So I'm gonna be on that day live chat. Excuse me. I'm be on that day live chat, you know what I'm saying? It's called Ask Gerald. I'm going to get anybody the truth. Hell, you want to know about me? I'm going to give you the truth about me too. Fuck, you know what I'm saying? You know? Because bad publicity, good publicity, hell, that shit's still all fame, you know what I'm saying? I didn't want to get into this limelight shit, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, my past, you know what I'm saying, can hurt me, you know what I'm saying, with my kids, you know? But I'm not that person anymore. But I am in this limelight, so if I got to become famous, just to make Asante Shalita McGee, used to be named Carson, Carson, from Mississippi, Tarrytown, Jackson State University, all those colleges, look those things up. She's born in Columbia, Mississippi, you know what I'm saying? For some charges on fake checks. Talk to them people. They're looking for her right now. She got buku money for bond money. She got buku money for lawyers. She'll get probation. My kids will be all right. I'll mend their wounds. She'll be all right. She'll get probation. She's a female. She'll get probation.
Damn, for all that?
All that, I already got her fucking future already planned now. She'll get probation. My kids will be all right.
Oh, my goodness.
She making herself a star, so nobody ain't going to jail her that long. You know what I'm saying? She already making. I'm gonna make her a star. I'm gonna make myself a star to make her a star. So you know what I'm saying? So basically, all her dirt can come out. You know? So she's so smart. She's stupid. You want to put yourself in the limelight? Then I'm gonna put you all the way in the limelight. I'm gonna promote your book. I'm gonna promote every fucking thing you dig. And then the truth gonna come out. And I'm gonna be dancing, doing my dance in the end. I'm gonna be doing my dance in the end, like I do at the same game. I'm gonna be doing my dance,
man, in the end.
In the end. What'd you say? I'm sorry. I got caught up.
I bet she be cussing your ass out.
Yeah, she be cursing me out. I don't care. Your day, I be cursing her ass back out. You know what I'm saying? Your day. I'm gonna make everybody see that ghetto side of her, that beast side of her. I'm gonna bring that beast out of her because I know how to push her button. I know how to bring that beat to her too. You dig? I'm gonna make everybody see her ghetto side. She is not bougie. She have champagne taste with beer money, y'all. She is not bougie. You dig? She come from the hood. You dig what I'm saying? Don't let her fool you. She got to Atlanta and then all of a sudden she wanted to start being Atlanta housewives and shit. I'm like, girl, why the fuck is you buying $1,000 purse and you don't have $1,000 in it? That shit don't make no sense to me, you dig? And you think you're not gonna get verbal abuse? You did. You have a fucking $1,000 purse with no $1,000 in it. And you think you're not going to get verbal abuse? Hell, anybody going to get verbal abuse from me? Because that shit is stupid. That don't make sense. Give me the $1,000 first. Fuck that shit. You know?
Oh, Jesus.
Fuck the $1,000. Fuck the $1,000 purse. And I don't got no money left. Shit. I got a purse and I'm broke. I feel fucking hurt. If they're walking around with no money. But that's just me like a man, though. I don't know.
Nah, that's just common sense.
I guess so. But everybody don't do it, you know. I done seen, you know, partners of mine have fucking luxury fucking cars, but they're living in a project. Why the fuck are you still living in a project? You got this luxury ass car in this project. I don't understand that shit.
A lot of people do that. I don't understand that shit. Well,
and her priorities is fucked up. Asante Shalita McGee priorities is fucked up, you dig? As a matter of fact, give me back my damn last name, motherfucker. Stop using my last name for all these criminal acts, you dig? Fucking over R. Kelly with the McGees. You know the McGees is big in Mississippi. Don't fuck over us, you dig? The McGees is fucking big in Mississippi, you dig?
I hope
we got to own the motherfucking town. Our own town. Don't play. She play on my last name, you dig? I wish that judge in Gwinnett County, I forgot the judge's name. I'll put her ass on blast too, you dig? There's a good judge in Gwinnett County gave her my last name. Because she said she wants the last name because of those kids. And I told the judge she wants the last name so she can have another identity.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. She can't change her fucking avatar. You did. She can't change her body. You did. Well, actually, she can't change her body. She will get booty shots and all that shit. She can't change her body. Fuck. Everybody can change their body. Everybody can change their damn avatar. I'm sorry. I'm going to take that back. I'm going to take that statement back.
Yeah. She ever been married before besides you?
Fuck no. She ain't never been married before. She lied about marriage. She lied about anything, you dig? I'm the only marriage force I know of, you dig? And I have paperwork on that, too. Look at your girl channel. Nick, you know what I'm saying? Nina and I, you dig? She got the paperwork, too. I sent it to her. If you want some pictures and everything, I'll send you pictures and everything, too. I'll send it to everybody. I don't give a fuck. I send it to strangers, you dig? Just don't touch my kids because I don't want the beast to come out on y'all and fucking have to blow the whole Atlanta up. Remember, I got paperwork. My doctor say I'm crazy. I could come blow the whole Atlanta up. Don't touch my kids.
Oh, shit. Oh, yes. Oh, I bet she got your ass hot.
Then she got me fucking steamy today. You know what I'm saying? The only thing that I have in this whole entire world today, I don't care about the fucking money. I don't care about that fame shit today. The only thing I care about anything in this whole world is creation. I care about creating things today. And I created fucking 9 kids today. Some of them like me because of their mama. Some of them don't like me. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck today. It's called tough love. You know what I'm saying? But today I created 9 motherfucking kids and I got 9 kids. I got 5 grandkids today. You know what I'm saying? And I keep up with their fucking Facebook even though they don't like me either.
Well, dang. Shit,
I keep it with everybody. I keep it with all my kids. I keep it with all my creation. Those are all my creation on this fucking planet. Those are my legacies that I leave.
Mm-mm.
You dig? And she gonna let this motherfucking older girl, you dig what I'm saying, that belonged to her motherfucking first baby daddy, you dig, that she brought, you dig, his wife through hell. She done put all kind of fake charges on that girl. She done fucked over Quincy, you know what I'm saying? My other baby mama, you know what I'm saying, who basically took me in when she left me in that butt-naked house in 905 Clarence Lane, Lawrenceville, Georgia. You dig? I don't know the zip code. You know what I'm saying? When she left me in that house on my page, y'all, you dig? Butt naked, nothing in the house. This bitch even took the food. She took the cereal and the milk. You could have left me the cereal and the milk or something. You a dirty ass little girl. You a dirty little girl. What little girl takes the fucking cereal and the milk from a fucking grown man with nothing in the house?
Evil one, shit.
Evil one. That's what I'm trying to tell you. She's evil. Fucking evil. She get her power from whatever dog dimension y'all want to call that shit. Call that shit another parallel universe. Call that shit hell. I don't give a fuck what you call that shit. I don't care what you believe in. She get her power from a dog dimension, and she keep getting away with a slap on the hand. This time, I need everyone in the United States to come the fuck out on this girl who she ever touched and ever hurt. Listen to my voice. Come out and tell the truth, even if it hurts you. That's your past. Don't worry about your past, because you're not the person who you was in the past, okay? You're a better person, then come out. And if you're still doing dirt, you know what I'm saying, and you know this girl, and you're family with her, and you don't want to be exposed, then send me some shit. I'll expose her ass, okay? Send me. My number is... Oh, I can't put my number, you know what I'm saying, out there, because that's not even my number, you know what I'm saying? That's like a business line and shit. You know, fuck that shit, man. The business line thing number is 504-230-9827. The number again is 504-230-9827. Anybody can call, you damn saying? Anybody call. If you want to call me, breathe on the fucking phone. I'll talk to your ass because I'm bored. I'm crazy. I ain't got nothing to do. I ain't nothing to do, you dig? I'm just going to sit there and talk to your breathing ass, you dig? Why are you breathing on the phone? Do you have tuberculosis? Do you need to go to the hospital? Do you know what tuberculosis is? Can you tell me the definition of tuberculosis? I don't know the definition of tuberculosis. I'm going to still keep talking to your ass while you're breathing on the phone. So come on, call me and play with me if you want to.
I have
shit to do. You dig? Half the time I spend my time in the hospital just creating art. You dig?
You
so call me
out.
If I'm not in a cafe, if I'm not in some kind of fuck somebody cafe, if I'm not in somebody hospital, you dig? Creating some art, you dig? Trust me, I ain't got shit else to do. I'm bored. You dig?
Man,
I do all my pages and everything I do from my phone. I don't have a laptop. I do everything from a phone. Everything. copy and paste.
This shit funny as hell.
I'm working on my comedy routine. Yeah. I'm working on my comedy routine. I'm gonna make jokes about Asante ass. You know what I'm saying? Anybody who wanted to interview me, I'm gonna have jokes about Asante ass too. You dig? A matter of fact, you dig? What I'm gonna do is, you know what I'm saying, I'm gonna gather everybody at one time. I'm gonna go to Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? I'm a Greyhound bus, sneak my ass in Atlanta. I'm gonna do all them interviews and I'm gonna sneak my ass right back out of fucking Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? When she don't even know I came that bitch and left back out since she wanna be in California and all them places now. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna sneak in Atlanta, do all anybody interviews, and then I'm gonna sneak right back out of Atlanta.
Okay. Man, I bet that girl hotter than a motherfucker.
You know what I'm saying? And shit, you dig? If I do get some funds come in, any kind of way, you dig what I'm saying, through this shit, I'm going to sneak in California and do some interviews there, too. I don't care. I'll go anywhere. Anybody want me to go, you dig? I'll spill the dirt on this girl everywhere. Him. I don't care. You dig? That man and her both is in a war. You dig? And everybody who comes talking about some, oh, what about your kids? What about your kids? What about your kids? Okay, let me tell y'all right now. Okay, those are my kids. Okay, and y'all not worrying about people who get caught in casualties of bombs overseas. You dig? All them innocent people and everything. My kids not dying. Mm-hmm. They're not dying. They could be mended later on. They could be loved later on and forget this whole experience. You did like it's another life. Trust me. My kids are okay. So stop worrying about my kids and worry about y'all kids out there in YouTube world.
So why the hell she don't have your kids? So she just living her best life.
She never did anyway. So fuck, you know what I'm saying? They need to be a casualty of this war right now so they could be in a better place because they never been raised and watched by her. You know what I'm saying? As far as I know, it'd be me, Tiara, some neighbors. And some fucking strange little dude named Jay. You dig? Jay, don't get me wrong, bro. Don't get me wrong. But this is just how a man think. You know what I'm saying? You around Serenity, so I don't know you, bro. You know what I'm saying? But I'm glad nothing never happened. I'm glad to know you now through some fucking interviews and shit. You dig? I'm glad that you kept them safe for me. You know what I'm saying? So I gotta shake your hand. You know what I'm saying? But my thoughts was like, first thoughts was like, who is this grown ass man around my daughter?
Oh my goodness.
You did? Who Asante have around my who the fuck do Asante McGee have around my daughter? Jay? Who is Jay? Who's this dude talking to Tiara? Okay, well he sounds like he's trying to, you know what I'm saying, get Asante busted, so Asante must have hurt his ass. Okay then. So he on my side. Okay. I need to find out from Serenity. Serenity, okay, Serenity, hey, is Jay, you know, Jay ever touch you or anything the wrong way, or y'all ever played in a certain way or something? Mm. No, Daddy, I know you're getting that. And no, Daddy, it never happened. Okay, I'm just taking Serenity. Mm. That's how the conversation went. You did?
Is her mama still alive?
Oh, Santi mama? Mm. I have no idea. You did? And if she is, she is. She don't know nothing about no Facebook and all that stuff. That lady's, oh, you did? She don't know nothing about nothing. If she alive. But I have no idea. She never knew who her daddy was. She never knew who her father was.
Shit, I hope y'all ain't kin to me because I'm from Mississippi too. Shit.
I hope I'm not kin to that motherfucker, period. That would be some weird ass shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I told you, my G's are strong in Mississippi. You know, some of us changed the name, but we are strong. Still.
What part you from?
To Matt and to Miggy. You dig? Some of us. You dig? Because some of us don't like each other. But hey, it is what it is. We separated.
Oh, shit.
You know? It's a country thing. That's my daddy's side. You dig? My mama's side from New Orleans. Desire Project. Night War. I'm an East Beast. You dig? Everybody know me in New Orleans. You dig?
What part of Mississippi y'all from?
They, my daddy people is from Tarrytown, Mississippi. They, Asante, if I'm not sure, she's from Columbia or either Jackson, somewhere close around there.
Damn, you must ain't know nothing about her then. She probably lied.
She lies about everything. She's a compulsive liar. And this is the trip part about this girl. She lies so much, she sometimes believes it for real.
Mm.
She's still believing it. Sometimes she lies so much she starts believing in it.
How the fuck was she in the army?
Oh man, she hooked that shit up too. You know what I'm saying? Man, she had to get some record spine. She pleaded and talked to this man. You dig, her sergeant. I started to think that she was fucking the man. You know what I'm saying? Cause how this man gonna do all this stuff for you? You know, go get your record spine, make sure everything is straightened out. I don't know no recruiters that do that to other people. That's kind of weird. You know?
My goodness.
Recruiter doing that for you? Hmm. That's kind of weird for a recruiter to do that for you.
Man,
that's very weird to me. And I told her that shit. That's how the conversation went. And I left it alone. Ever since then, I just left it alone.
Boy.
Because you got to understand something, you dig. We had just fell out with this girl who claimed that she was my baby mama. I still don't know to this day, you dig. Her name was Deidre. I don't know her last name. Oh, Deidre Campbell, you dig. Deidre mm-hmm. Brown Campbell, something like that, you dig. She live in Mississippi somewhere now with her new husband, you dig. Oh, yeah, I've been keeping track of you, you dig. I'm saying, just in case that girl my daughter. I don't know if that's my daughter, but one day she might want to know, you know what I'm saying, if she got her father's stomach, because we got this little stomach, that bad stomach that runs through our family. Mm-hmm. But anyway. Don't let me get past the story. Don't let me go nowhere else, you did. Hmm. But anyway, you did. So, you know what I'm saying? I was going through trouble with that girl. So the girl put me in jail, you did. I got out of jail. Santi got me out of jail. Then next thing you know, the girl called the police and put me and Santi in jail. So The girl called me back once me and Santi got out of jail. She said, you ready to come back to me, you know what I'm saying? Because I know your bitch keep getting out of jail, and I'm going to put her in jail, too. And that's when Asante, Shalita McGee became super evil, you there. Oh, and that's when she did all kinds of stuff to that girl that ran Deidre away, you there. Now, keep in mind, Deidre was trying to just get me to stay with her. But Asante did some evil shit and got Deidre to get the fuck. after Deidre put that fake charges on Asante, and then, you know what I'm saying, that's what women do sometimes. They put fake charges on people. That's what they do. They use their government daddy, you know what I'm saying, to put fake charges on people, you dig? You know, don't use your government daddy to suppress no man, you dig? Don't use your government daddy to suppress no black man, no white man, no Latino man, no Asian man, no nobody man, you dig? We don't need a divide, you dig what I'm saying? Don't leave us behind, you know? Don't leave us men behind. Y'all taking over the world, you know what I'm saying? Y'all all in the office building, y'all all on YouTube, y'all everywhere, women. Don't leave us behind.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. That shit funny.
Man, that girl is fucking crazy. I'm telling you. Somebody need to write me a fucking book. You know what I'm saying? 12 Years of Evil. I'm telling you, that girl is evil. Like your boy said in that movie, evil. That's what she is.
She probably drove your ass crazy.
She probably gave me bipolar. Who the fuck knows if that's even a rat? Like, you could give somebody that shit. She probably gave me that shit. You dig? I don't trust all scientists now. You dig? Some of them probably cheat. Now, some of them probably cheat. She probably, because so they probably don't know this shit. She probably gave me bipolar. Dude, torture. You know?
Oh, my goodness.
If you rattle in somebody's brain long enough, you did. You can make them do all kind of shit.
That's true.
Excuse me? I'm sorry.
How old is she?
I don't know. I didn't bother to keep up with that shit. I don't want to keep up with her. Nothing about that like with her. Yeah, dude. I don't want to keep up with nothing like that.
Oh my God. Woo.
30 though. She in her 30s. I know that much. Yeah. She's somewhere in her 30s. I don't know if it's early 30s. I think it's early 30s, maybe. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't want nobody to quote me on nothing today, because everybody gonna be like, "Oh, he's lying." No, motherfucker. I'm telling y'all the truth about everything. Some things I just don't remember because my brains don't work like that.
Nah, you just trying to forget about this shit.
Yeah, I'm trying to forget about her. Yeah, 12 years of evil. I'm trying to forget about 12 years of evil. You say 12 years of torture.
Man,
one little motherfucker. 12 years of misery, you dig? Because if she get hold of R. Kelly, she gonna break that boy ankle like misery and keep him in the house. I'm telling you, watch. Watch when his career go down. Watch when his career go down. She gonna find his ass and she gonna have his ass like misery. She gonna have his ass like misery when his career go down. I'm telling you, watch. Watch she go behind him. Watch. Well, y'all gotta watch her after everything. Watch her after all the fight over. Watch her after all the war over and all the little bombs set off. Watch her. Watch. Just keep an eye on her.
I ain't thinking about the motherfucker. As long as she don't try to come after me, shit, because I'm just as crazy.
Oh, she done got three people YouTube channel shut down already because they didn't say allegedly. You got to say the word allegedly in your sentence when you're talking, you know what I'm saying, out there. Yeah, because you don't have paper saying you bipolar. You don't have paper saying you crazy. So you got to say allegedly. I don't have to say allegedly. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Because my doctor said, you know what I'm saying? I don't have to say it, so I don't have to say it, you dig? Because I don't know what the word means, you dig? And even when somebody tries to explain me the fucking word, you know what I'm saying? I go by visual learning. You can't tell me what the fuck, you dig, allegedly is, you know what I'm saying? If I can't take it in, if I can't absorb it, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what that shit is, you know what I'm saying? I love the word. I like using it, you know what I'm saying? It sounds like some false shit, like basically somebody telltale, you know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, not telltale, somebody allegedly, somebody making false statements on somebody. Somebody allegedly, somebody falsifying news on someone, you dig? Like Fox be doing sometimes, you dig? You know, some news is real, some news is false. No, that's fabricated. Okay, that's fabricated with Fox News. I'm sorry. Fabricating is what Fox News do. Fabricate news.
I'm just trying to see how the hell she ain't in jail and she wanted in different states. But she has to go back to the states. Is that what it is?
Basically, you know, because some of these places don't even know her by face and pictures. They don't know her by name. She changed that. Today. I got paperwork, you know what I'm saying, where she had the wrong social security number on there, you know what I'm saying? Because I have a right social security number. I have the right name. I have everything that's right on her, you dig? Well, she would never let nobody get her hold of. nobody, because she does that to other people. You see? I only hold on to that because I only held on to the paperwork because I was afraid, you know what I'm saying, that she would come after me after I started new. I was afraid. So my OCD ass digged in the trash, got paperwork, stored it, put it up. In Atlanta, they call it receipts, you see? I had got me some receipts, you see? And I put that shit away, you know what I'm saying, and put it away, you see? Those smelly, nasty-ass fucking stuff that came out of the trash, you know? And that was my fucking first time digging in the fucking trash, too, ever in my entire damn life. But anyway, I'm going to go past that, you know what I'm saying? I was afraid that she would come after me. So I got these paperwork and all this stuff, evidence, you see? And I'm giving it to whoever, the IRS, anybody who called me up, you think, anybody listen to the phone conversation, anything, you think, you want to go through my stuff and, oh, she wrote a book about you. Did you do this, sir, you think? No, I didn't do that, sir. Maybe the verbal abuse, but half of that shit, I don't remember, you know what I'm saying, you think? Other than, you know what I'm saying, verbal abuse, you think? I did not touch her. I don't remember that life. I do not, you think? I'm a better man now. You think? Ask several doctors. One doctor, you know what I'm saying, you think, that's in New Orleans. They got two doctors that's in Georgia, you did, because I went to the hospital twice in there. One time, I went in there for a courtroom, you did, that she set up, you did, got me through jail. And another time, she made me sign some papers that I didn't even read all the way. I didn't, because I couldn't, you know, comprehend what I was reading, you know what I'm saying? So she made me sign away my freedom into another hospital. So they got two hospitals in Atlanta, and they got one hospital in Texas, you did. You can ask all of them, you did. That's my paperwork out there. My record's not going to be public, but you can see that, he went to the hospital. Oh, yeah, he diagnosed. That's public.
Man, why you ain't sending her to the hospital?
It's so public that I put my own paperwork out there. I try my best not to expose those doctors' names, you know, because they talk to me. I talk to them, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And even though, you know what I'm saying, I'm doing all this stuff with Facebook and everything, because basically I talk to them like, you know, I talk to them about everything, you know. It's the only person I can trust to not tell nobody what I'm thinking. So I talk to them about everything, and they tell me, hey, if you're going to put that paper and stuff out there, don't scratch my name off, Mr. McGee. I'm like, oh, there's no problem, sir. There's no problem at all, sir. So all my doctors, anybody, the two ones in Atlanta and the one from Texas and the one from New Orleans, I'm sorry. If I put anything out there and blast anything with your name or number on there, it was by accident. Sorry. I apologize.
Mm-mm. Do you talk to her family and shit? Do they be contacting you, or you just no?
She separated her.
Hey, thanks for listening. So stay tuned for the next episode.